This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Donald Trump just tweeted out this: "I hereby demand a second investigation after Schumer of Pelosi for her close ties to Russia and lying about it." The number here is 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. He's referring to this Politico article that just came out. If you recall, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said this morning that she's never met with the current Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, right? She said, not with this ambassador. No, no, no. She said, never met with this ambassador. Let me play for you the audio of this. This was literally this morning to a this forum at the museum in Washington, D.C.
Listen. Let's drill down on that. I mean, you've been in Congress a little bit, and you're in leadership. Have you ever met with a Russian ambassador?
I'm not with this Russian ambassador, no. But
is there anything wrong? I mean, is it normal to meet with ambassadors, or what? Help us understand.
No, not with this Russian ambassador, and I never met the guy. Liar! She said, not with this ambassador, no. This is what I don't understand about these people. Do they not get that there's the internet? A file photo from Pelosi's 2010 meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. By the way, recall that also, Barack Obama met with the number two guy in Russia. Remember when he had that little meeting and the hot mic caught him saying, don't worry, I'm going to have more flexibility after this election. Remember, they were talking about limiting nuclear weapons for the United States. Remember that? We've got this picture now of Pelosi in 2010 meeting with Russian President Medvedev, and it shows, lo and behold, Kislyak at the table across from Pelosi with then-House Speaker, Representative Steny Hoyer. And, of course, as I just mentioned, Medvedev had been in the United States for a meeting with Mr. Obama a day earlier and stopped in on Capitol Hill to meet with congressional leaders. Asked to square Pelosi's comments with the photo of the meeting, a spokesman said Pelosi simply meant she never had a solo meeting with Kislyak. Of course that's what she meant, said the spokesman Drew Hamill. She has never had a private one-on-one with him. Now, how is this any different? How is this any different than what Jeff Sessions has said? Jeff Sessions has said I never met with him under the capacity as a surrogate. Of course, I met with ambassadors because that's our job. That's what senators do. And, of course, Pelosi's explanation was similar to the one offered by Senator Claire McCaskill. If you listened to the show in the last segment, I played for you Senator Claire McCaskill, who basically said, oh, no. I have never, ever met with a Russian ambassador. Okay? She said that, this is what she tweeted. She tweeted that in her 10 years on the Armed Services Committee, she had received no call or meeting with a Russian ambassador ever. Ever. But after being confronted with a pair of her own tweets from 2013 and 2015 in which she described a meeting and the call with Kislyak, McCaskill walked back her comment saying, the Russian ambassador never called me. The Russian ambassador has never asked for a meeting with me. She told reporters, adding, you cannot say that having a one-on-one meeting with the Russian ambassador was a common thing to occur. Okay. The hypocrisy is amazing. Last night, Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat from Illinois, had this exchange with Aaron Burnett. And I actually was shocked that there was actually journalism going on over at CNN.
Okay. Let's have an independent prosecutor.
When you say I don't believe the Attorney General of the United States, all right, so you believe he's not telling the when he said that. I have to ask you about this, though, because it's important to understand whether this is partisan. Senator Claire McCaskill's on the same committee Sessions was on when he met with the Russian ambassador. Today, she tweeted this morning. You probably saw it. Let me read it for anyone who didn't. I've been on the Armed Services Committee for 10 years. No call or meeting with Russian ambassador, period, ever, period. Ambassadors call members of Foreign Relations Committee. Okay, but that's not true. We were able to determine that was false based on her Twitter feed itself. She tweeted twice she'd met with the Russian ambassador. She clarified one of the meetings was on adoptions. But how is that any different than Sessions, who says when he was asked, he didn't bring it up because it was about Ukraine?
It's a very big difference.
Very big difference. The difference is, I'm a Democrat and she's a Democrat, and we're trying to take this guy out, man. It's a very, very big difference. Very, very big difference. these people are amazing. I want to play this for you. This is Matt Schlapp. And who's this? What's her name? Stephanie Ruhle. Listen. She's getting into it with Matt Schlapp about this very thing. Okay, about Sessions and whether he's guilty of, something. I don't know what he's supposed to be guilty of, but...
I'm not going to tell you that the Trump campaign and now the Trump administration has handled this perfectly.
All right, I lost it. I lost it. But basically, it's the same deal. Okay.
Communication standpoint, I'm just going to remind you that whole ambassador corps, by the way, I gave a speech to that ambassador corps in Cleveland. The ambassador corps is treated very cordially at both conventions. You know what they did when they left Cleveland? They got on planes and they went to Philadelphia. And they had all the same kind of meetings with Democrats. You know why? Because ambassadors who are ambassadors to America, you know what their job is? Meet with as many government officials as you can and try to use diplomacy to improve relations. You know what senators are supposed to do? Senators, as part of their job description, especially when you're on like Foreign Affairs committees and Armed Services committees, is have as many of those meetings as you can as possible.
Then
so nobody did
that.
Anything.
Then let's accept that.
Sure.
There are just so many questions being raised, and I'm not saying accusations. Then why not, especially on the heels of Mike Flynn having to resign, why not come forward, clear the air?
Well, I think they're trying to do that, and I think this is where the coverage is. Why haven't they had like this perfect communications rollout on Russia? And we can spend a lot of time on that. But
he was doing his job, just like Nancy Pelosi was, just like Claire McCaskill was. We'll be right back. When you feel down.
Edward Woodson Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Again, it is always curious to me how these people like Nancy Pelosi, Claire McCaskill make these statements, Chuckie Schumer, and they forget that the internet exists. And all this stuff is coming out, right? You get the picture of Chuckie Schumer with Putin, hanging out with Putin. You've got Claire McCaskill's her own tweets contradicting what she was saying. Nancy Pelosi saying this morning she never met with any. Not with this Russian ambassador, no, no, no. And then, of course, there's a picture of her with the Russian ambassador. And now, new video has emerged. I want to play this for you because, and the reason why I'm playing this is because not to show that there was any wrongdoing going on, but the fact that typically people that are in legislators typically meet with other legislators of other countries. In fact, listen to this video of Pelosi meeting with her counterparts in Washington, D.C., her Russian counterparts. I want to play this for you here. Of course, it is not playing. at any rate, there is a... Let me just see if I can get this going here. This is 2007, Pelosi exchanging gifts with Russian officials. Okay. Anyway, it's not working. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm honored to join you in welcoming Chairman Kossatov and his distinguished party here to the capital of the United States. It's a great day for us when our two parliaments, your Duma and our Congress, manifested by the Committee on Foreign Affairs on our part and the Committee on and your Duma's such appropriate committee, can come together to communicate on matters of great importance. Mr. Chairman, we are very, very proud of our chairman, Congressman Lantos. He's a Californian, and I know firsthand the work that he has done over the years to promote understanding among nations. The work that he has done over the years to have a values-based foreign policy for our country. The work he and his wife Annette have done over the years to respect the dignity and worth of every person in the world by establishing a human rights caucus in the Congress of the United States. We're also pleased, since she's not here yet, but I know that the ranking member, Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton, will be coming, and she too is a champion of internationalism and multilateralism and the importance of communication. Mr. Chairman, at the beginning of our republic, communications could only travel.
And it goes on from there. They exchanged gifts with Russian officials. But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, because there isn't. But what I'm pointing out is just the hypocrisy, frankly, of these people. And I'm pointing out that this is nothing. It's like I said at the beginning of the show today, I could just replay my show from 2 weeks ago. I could replay a show from 2 months ago, because I'm sure I've talked about this. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. But it has to be said. And by the way, if I'm the Trump administration right now, I am pushing back hard on this. I think Trump should have a press conference like the one he had a couple weeks ago where he went after the press. And I think he should go after the Obama administration and lay this out, lay out the case, just as I have here today, he should go after the Democrat Party, specifically Nancy Pelosi, Claire McCaskill, and I'd put it all out there. Because the American people have the right to know this about what's going on. You see, because what happens is they put out this false narrative. And eventually, and look, this is Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Nazis during World War II. This is exactly what the Nazis did and what they practiced. Because if you put out a false narrative and you repeat it over and over and over again, eventually the low information crowd will adopt it as true. And they'll repeat it. Because I've actually had people, even before, I remember during the election, I was coming out of the gym and I had a gentleman that I was conversing with about politics, and he said to me, "Oh, look, it's the Russians. Your candidate, see how the Russians are, he's in bed with the Russians." Even though there's no proof of that, nobody can assert any validity to it. But they repeat it because they're stupid. And they repeat it over and over and over again because that's what they heard. They heard it on the Today Show. They heard it on NBC. And the administration needs to push back on this. And I would clearly assert that, hey, this is what's going on. This is exactly what's going on. That there are forces within the shadow government of Barack Hussein Obama that are working right now to circumvent your vote. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And I don't think the White House is being forceful enough, because they're not going to get any help from the Republicans. They're not going to get any help from the media. So they're alone. And they need to put this out there. We'll be right back. Don't go ahead.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. Clearly the Democrats are obsessed with Russian conspiracy theories. It's straight out of the McCarthy playbook, straight out of the Cold War. They've resurrected the Cold War playbook. And it seems that only Democrats are allowed to speak with Russia. We've seen this. I've just laid it out for you. Nancy Pelosi, Claire McCaskill, Chuckie Schumer. But it's not just that. It seems that Democrats are allowed to speak with Russians, and only Democrats, because back in 2015, there were 30 Senate Democrats that met with their Russian counterparts in order to advance Obama's Iran nuclear deal. Foreign Policy reports that in August of 2015, and I will quote the article here, the White House says it's confident that it has the votes to override Republicans who reject the historic accord to limit Iran's nuclear program agreed to by world powers and Tehran. That in and of itself, that sentence should be objectionable to anyone. Okay? But some of America's closest allies are less certain and are clearing their schedules to meet with wavering Democrat lawmakers in a push to keep the deal intact. Some of Washington's less reliable partners are worried too. Top diplomats from Russia and China joined in a rare meeting of world powers envoys on Capitol Hill this week with roughly 30 Senate Democrats to tramp down concerns over the nuclear agreement. By the way, this foreign policy publication is the Washington Post, just FYI. During the meeting, which was confirmed to Foreign Policy by an aide to Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, a number of Democrats expressed genuine confusion about how world powers would react if Congress rejected the deal and whether a better deal could be struck in the future. Surprised by this lack of clarity, the diplomats pushed back on a number of counts. British Ambassador Peter Westmacott insisted any chances of getting a better deal were far-fetched, according to two individuals in the room. He also speculated that international sanctions against Tehran would fall apart even if Congress blocked the deal, a view seconded by Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Yes! 30 Senate Democrats met with Russian diplomats, 2015. Okay? And that's not all. The Daily Caller is reporting this, that Sergei Kislyak, Russian ambassador, appeared in the White House visitor logs dozens of times while Barack Obama was in office. So does that mean that Obama was in bed also with the Russians? The visitor logs, which Obama made public in 2009, in a push for transparency, show that the longtime Russian ambassador to the United States visited the White House at least 22 times between 2009 and 2016. Collusion with the Russians! Kislyak appeared in the logs as recently as September of 2016. Yes, right before the election. When he had a meeting scheduled with one of Obama's senior advisors, John Holden, in the executive office building. Kislyak was also listed on the logs in July of 2016, March of 2016, January of 2016, August of 2015, April of 2014, February 2014, May 2013, February 2013, November 2012, December 2011, July 2011, December 2010, October 2010, May 2010, April 2010, February 2010, March 2010, December 2009, and September 2009. The logs include which White House official hosted Kislyak each time he was cleared to visit. The hosts included are Gary Simone, who was a senior National Security Council official on weapons of mass destruction during Obama's first term. He had four visits with him. Robert Malley, who was Obama's senior advisor on defeating the Islamic State, three visits. Lawrence Summers, who was Obama's economic advisor, one visit. Michael Froman, Obama's trade representative, And he was also listed in the logs an additional 12 times. Okay? Kislyak, by the way, was appointed ambassador to Washington in 2008. At the beginning of, right before Obama took office. So there you have it. That's pretty extensive. That Kislyak met with Obama. Now, I am not saying that there was anything nefarious going on. However, I just point this out to point out the obvious hypocrisy and discrepancies with this fake news story. Please, please, people, understand what's going on here. Understand what's going on, because if I can do anything at all, it is to point out really what's going on. I mean, that's what I try to do here, to try to sort through. And I always say this. I feel like my job is to sort through all the BS, to explain to you like a normal person what's going on, so that I sift through all this stuff. It's what I do. It's what I do day and night. If I'm awake, just so you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm either doing this or I'm working out. Okay? That's what I'm doing. So it's important for you out there to understand and to read between the lines. And to ask yourself always, what is the context of this story? What is the source of this story? Why is this appearing now? There are usually not coincidences. The fact that Donald Trump, again, look, think about this. He had his greatest speech ever. One of the greatest speeches ever given to Congress. Even the left has acknowledged that. And immediately, you had this fake news story resurrect itself once again. It's like the clap. You can't get rid of this stuff. We need some penicillin for this. Okay? Get rid of this. I mean, honestly, how long? I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of talking about this. But I feel that I got to push back. Every couple of weeks or so, they keep resurrecting the same story. It's like, oh, well, maybe this time it'll work. Let's see. Let's throw this against the wall and see if it sticks. So far, it hasn't. I don't think it's going to now. There is no gotcha moment going on here. Because the further you dig into this, you realize that it's all ado about nothing. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, so much for party loyalty. Michelle Obama's good friend, George W. Bush, was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and praised Jimmy Kimmel for his damn good monologue. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's been making the rounds, basically trashing the president. Here's what's amazing to me, and I mentioned this a couple days ago, is that he didn't say anything for 8 years, and now he feels compelled to come out now and trash Trump every chance he gets. What are you kidding me? I want to play this for you. I want to play this video for you, the audio of this.
I actually watched, I'm going to pander. I thought your opening was damn good.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay. You watched that. Okay.
No, I watched the opening.
Okay, I got you.
And I saw a replay of the...
Oh, it was damn good. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It was really good. You know, I loved how you trashed Trump in your monologue. It was so good. It was really good. Dude, shut up. Seriously, shut up. I mean, it's if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say anything. See, this is why Fredo never became president, okay? That's exactly why. Fredo never became president. I want to get to this story. I saw this earlier. A former CIA agent released from prison in Portugal hours before her planned extradition to Italy thanked President Donald Trump for what she calls his administration's intervention in the case. I don't know if you've been following this case. Sabrina D'Souza. She was a former CIA agent and she had been convicted in Italy. An Italian court had convicted her for taking part in the kidnapping of a Muslim cleric in Milan 14 years ago as part of the rendition program that the CIA was running. They used to basically pick up people that were wanted, terrorists, by the way, and pick them up and basically take them to other black ops sites. So anyway, she was convicted by an Italian court and sentenced to 6 years in prison. And she was extradited from Portugal to Italy, and she was set to begin her sentence. And by the way, this happened during the Obama administration, and she I'm talking about the trial part. The other part happened during the Bush administration, and she was basically hung out to dry by the Obama administration. What's amazing is that, Obama could have clearly done something and chose not to. Chose not to because this woman was in the intelligence community, in the CIA, and was part of the Bush administration CIA. So after her release, D'Souza tweeted to Trump, "Thank you, your administration did more on my case in the last 30 days than was done in the prior 8 years. D'Souza was one of 26 Americans convicted in absentia for the kidnapping. There you have it. Donald Trump making America great again. Arnold Schwarzenegger has quit The Celebrity Apprentice. He blames the ratings woes on Trump. He will not be back. He quit The Celebrity Apprentice today and, of course, took a shot at Donald Trump on the way out. He said, and I quote, "I loved every second of working with NBC and Mark Burnett. Everyone from the celebrities to the crew to the marketing department was a straight 10. I would absolutely work with all of them again on a show that doesn't have this baggage," Schwarzenegger said in a statement. Okay. He said that the show suffered because of its association with Trump. Really? After it was number one for all the years that Trump hosted it? And he said that the show suffered. He said, and I quote, "I learned a lot. I had a great time. It was a really great opportunity. But under the circumstances, I don't want to do it again." Yeah, because you suck. They're probably getting ready to fire you. Schwarzenegger blamed the show's ratings struggles on the fact that the president's name was still attached as the executive producer. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what it was, dude. When people found out that Trump was still involved as executive producer and was still receiving money from the show, then half the people started boycotting it, he told the magazine. This is an interview he gave for Empire magazine, which I've never heard of. The actor, of course, has continuously criticized Donald Trump for his executive order on refugees and immigration, saying it was poorly vetted and it made the U.S. look stupid. Trump didn't hold back in responding to low ratings during an address at the National Prayer Breakfast, if you recall, when he sarcastically asked the gathering to pray for Schwarzenegger. He said, "The ratings went down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And I just, I want to just pray for Arnold if we can for those ratings." The show, of course, was a tremendous success before he ran for president. Well, that is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay? Talking about sour grapes. Big time. Real quick, I also want to play this. This is CNN and reporting that this illegal immigrant supports Trump's policies. I want you to listen to this. Because this is CNN, and I'm pretty sure they were probably freaked.
President Trump's policies are gaining support from a surprising place. Juan Carlos Hernandez Pacheco, an undocumented immigrant, is backing the president as he navigates the twists and turns of becoming a citizen. The story? CNN's Rosa Flores has it.
He's working for the American people. He's not working for me. Obviously, because I'm not an American.
Surprising words about Donald Trump from Juan Carlos Hernandez Pacheco, an undocumented immigrant who just spent 20 days in an immigration detention center.
Do you feel that his policy, though, targeted individuals like yourself?
That wasn't his policy. I don't consider it his policy. I consider it more like the law.
CNN, I'm sure, was freaked out about it. That's an illegal immigrant that just got out of the slammer. And he said, well, I don't consider it a policy. I consider it the law. Even this illegal immigrant gets it. Why does CNN not get it? And why does the media not get this? I'll tell you why, because it's fake news, man. It's, again, the Jedi mind trick. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show on Twitter. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day. Give you your fair share of the truth, because by God, you are entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.